We have Josh Nelson. He is the host of the Sox Machine podcast.
Obviously, this is a big week in Major League Baseball because trade talks have already gotten serious. We just had another big trade with Baltimore sending reliever Zach Britton to the New York Yankees. The superpowers of Major League Baseball, which I would consider to be the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Cubs, and Dodgers right now, I think are going to be quite active this week in getting bullpen help. Because while it is entertaining to see Anthony Rizzo pitch in a game, it is quite alarming on how many position players the Chicago Cubs have used pitching in recent weeks. Mm-hmm. And it does look like they really do need bullpen help just because the starters are not going deep into games. And then you do have the other teams as well, like the Milwaukee Brewers, who need help in a variety of ways right now. So this upcoming week, while we may compare teams on who's playing fast pitch and who's playing slow pitch, I am assuming that a week from now, rosters are going to radically change across the league.
Well, following that same vein then, what do you think the Sox will be doing, if anything? I mean, they made a lot of their big moves before, and so much talk is that the biggest trade chip is going to be Abreu, but they don't want to deal him. So where do you think the Sox are going to go, or if they'll be active at all in the next 5-6 days?
Well, the number one target for them, for teams calling, is Joaquin Soria, their closer at the moment. And Soria has been pitching incredibly well, and he has saved back-to-back games the last two nights against the Anaheim Angels. And for the season, you know, Joaquin Soria has a FIP hovering around 2.2, and that's fielding independent pitching. And for those that are unaware of FIP, it's like ERA, except get rid of the defense. And it just focuses on what the pitcher can control, strikeouts, walks, and home runs. On this season, Soria has only allowed two home runs. And at the age of 34 and the wealth of experience that Soria has, he could help a contending team because he's been in high-pressure situations before. It's nothing new to him. Plus, he's going to be a free agent after this year, so it's not going to come at a great cost. Clearly, around Major League Baseball, Soria is not one of the top-tier relievers because we've seen Brad Hand from the San Diego Padres traded to Cleveland Indians, and like I just mentioned, Zach Britton is going to the New York Yankees. But I do expect Soria to be traded. It is the reason why the White Sox acquired him in the offseason from the Los Angeles Dodgers, because they figure that this is a good opportunity to acquire someone that could lock down the ninth inning for a developing team like the White Sox. And when it came to the trade deadline, they can flip him to add maybe one or two prospects into their wealth of a farm system at the moment. So that's trade target number one. Trade target number two is going to be James Shields. And I don't know if he's going to get traded before the deadline now. I'm a little bit unsure. A couple of weeks ago, I thought I was going to be a little bit more sure. But teams are just not very interested at the moment in acquiring starting pitching. Now, in the past couple of days, things have changed, though. The Milwaukee Brewers have lost Brent Suter for the year. He's going to need Tommy John surgery. And the Oakland Athletics, with Kendall Graveman now going on the needy Tommy John, the Athletics now are within striking distance of the Seattle Mariners for the last wild card spot. They have been one of the hottest teams in the American League, and in a way, they've cut down a lot of games of the Houston Astros. And as of July 25th, some kids would call it a hashtag hot take, but I do think the Oakland A's right now, as currently constructed, are going to catch and pass the Seattle Mariners for the last wild card spot. Just because I think that their team is far stronger than Seattle's at the moment. And if they can make some additions, I think they can make the Houston Astros sweat in the American League West. So like I said, this is going to be a fun week, but from a White Sox perspective, they are in sell mode, and the two assets that they're trying to move at the moment are Joaquin Soria and James Shields.
Hey, Josh, what about another pitcher for the White Sox, Dylan Covey? You know, long term, is he part of the plan now? I mean, he's had, you know, some pretty good starts this season, or is he a possible trade chip at some point, too?
I think possibly maybe in 2019. The White Sox are going to need Dylan Covey, at least at the beginning of 2019, to help out with some starts. Michael Kopech has been pitching much better in his last couple of starts. He will actually start tonight for the Charlotte Knights, so for White Sox fans that have to wait until 9:07 tonight to watch them play against the Angels, you could watch Michael Kopech beforehand, which that game will start at 6 p.m. Central Time. And with Kopech, it's hot and cold at the moment. And going into 2019 with James Shields leaving, you're going to need someone dependable to pick up innings along with Carlos Rodon. Lucas Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez are still developing. I don't think it's fair to assume that they're both going to pitch 180 innings. So that means that Dylan Covey is going to be counted on to be a starting pitcher. There is a idea that if Covey does have his struggles, times through the order, which we call T-top, it's a penalty. The more times you face a lineup, the weaker you get as a starting pitcher. Makes sense. Pitch count rises. Hitters get multiple looks at you. They've probably seen everything that you've thrown. They're going to get more hits the second time or third time they're going to face you. If Dylan Covey has struggles a second and third time through a lineup, he can be effective reliever. But at the moment, I do think he's going to stick as a starting pitcher through 2018, and the White Sox are going to need him at the beginning of 2019 unless they surprise us and they acquire a dependable starting pitcher in the offseason. That would make things interesting, but I do expect Michael Kopech to be in the starting rotation next year to fill in for James Shields. And if Kopech does join the starting rotation, the White Sox definitely going to need to lean on Dylan Covey to consistently get through six innings with each start.
You mentioned Carlos Rodon had another strong start last night, only gave up a couple of hits in his seven-plus innings. He's had two strong starts in a row. Assuming he's healthy now, I mean, is he that top-of-the-line starter that you know the Sox drafted him to be?
I believe so. I really do, because the differences between Carlos Rodon in 2018 and Carlos Rodon in previous years, he was a two-pitch pitcher, fastball slider, a fastball that went 96 to 97 miles per hour and one of the best sliders in the game of baseball. And when he was on, he could strike out 12 in a night quite easily. Now he's matured a little bit where he is not racking up double-digit strikeouts. Last night he had eight, and that's a season high after eight starts in 2018. But the changeup has been very effective for Carlos Rodon, and it is keeping hitters off balance because I'm noticing hitters are still looking for one of two pitches, either slider in the dirt when they got two strikes on them or the fastball. And Rodon has been elevating that fastball, so when hitters are looking for the fastball, it's a high 95 to 96 mile per hour fastball. But then he's mixing in this changeup that's stealing strikes on the outside corners or making hitters foul it off because it's just messing with their timing. And that's why we've seen Carlos Rodon be so effective in his last two starts against Anaheim and St. Louis. And I think moving forward, as he continues to learn what it takes to become a number one starter on a roster, that he is only going to continue to improve. And I do think that Carlos Rodon can be a starting pitcher that has a sub 3.5 ERA, maybe hovering around three. He's going to strike out 2.5 to 1 walks, and he could be someone that makes it a future all-star team. Is he going to be as good as Chris Sale? I mean, look at what the things that Chris Sale is doing right now. I think in his recent stretch, the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history that's accomplished what Chris Sale has done this season is Randy Johnson, and Randy Johnson is a Hall of Famer. I don't think Carlos Rodon will ever be on the same level as Chris Sale, but I do think Carlos Rodon is going to be darn good, and he's going to be the number one starter for the White Sox in the upcoming years.
Hey, real quickly, and we appreciate your time too, Josh. Eloy Jimenez, when are we going to see him? Is it going to be later this year?
Well, the rumblings out of Charlotte make it sound this upcoming weekend. And I can't get anything firm on that. And if you talk to anyone in Chicago media, there is a lot of smoke regarding as far as Eloy Jimenez possibly joining the White Sox this upcoming weekend. And again, it really depends on the trades. If the White Sox can pull off a couple of trades this week in which they do move Joaquin Soria and they do move James Shields, it is no coincidence that James Shields and Michael Kopech now start on the same days. It will be James Shields tonight for the White Sox against the Angels. If those two moves get done this week, we could see Eloy Jimenez and Michael Kopech called up to the Chicago White Sox and play out the rest of the year in August and September. If only one of those two get moved, then I would see Eloy Jimenez called up in the White Sox DFA and outfielder or option outfielder, such as Daniel Palka or Nicky DeMonico, to give Eloy Jimenez the necessary at-bats for the final 2 months of the season to be confident that he could be an everyday starter in 2019.
Josh, we talked to several baseball people over on our show here over the course of this year, and I can't remember if you're the one or not, but early in the season we got talking about Sox, and very early, and I was thinking this team I thought was going to make that next step up and be, at worst, the third best team in the Central, finishing ahead of the Tigers and the Royals, and we had that debate. I can't remember if you're the one that agreed with me or not. Might not have been, but either way, where do you see now the way that this season has been going, the Sox? Where do you see them finishing, and is this season been a disappointment, or is there still a lot of time yet to kind of turn things around and make and show that progress that we expected to see in 2018?
I think that there's still time to show progress, and we have seen that since June 1st. April and May were just terrible months where nothing positive was coming out of April and May. But since June 1st, there are a few positives. Yoan Moncada seems to be turning it around. Tim Anderson has made a big step forward. We talked about Carlos Rodon. And the prospects that haven't gotten hurt this year, like Eloy Jimenez and Michael Kopech, have shown glimpses of greatness and get you really excited for the upcoming years. Right now, the White Sox are 5.5 games back of the Detroit Tigers, and they are catching the Tigers. The White Sox have made up 3 games in the last 10 games on the Tigers. And another hashtag hot take, another bold prediction, I do think the White Sox are going to catch the Tigers in a division and finish in third. But that doesn't really say much because the American League Central is a dumpster fire of a division. The White Sox may still lose 100 games but finish in third place, as Detroit is really fading as of late. And Detroit is also trying to sell off pieces as well. It's a race to the bottom starting on August 1st. And I think the White Sox, with the type of young talent that they have, are just, it's funny to say this, too good to get the number one draft pick, because I think Baltimore, especially in the moves that they have made, and the Royals, they're not very good. And I think the Tigers are going to make themselves worse, that eventually the White Sox are going to catch and pass the Tigers in the American League Central and finish in third, which will upset some White Sox fans because that will impact on where they draft in 2019.